For many Latinos in the U.S., that changing of the guard at the White House fills them with fear. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken about deporting millions of people. So imagine the anxiety for members of an immigrant family that's split when it comes to legal status. That's the case with the Ramos family of Memphis, Tennessee. Some of them have legal documents, others don't. We have a story about them up at PRI.org. It's written by Daniel Connolly. He's been following the Ramos family for years.
The parents, Mario and Christina, are Mexican immigrants. The two oldest sons, Dennis and Isaias, were brought with their parents when they were young. And the third son, Dustin, was born in the U.S. He's a U.S. citizen.
So recently they made a decision to split up, right? What was that like?
Yeah, so this was in December of 2015, over a year ago now. Mario and Christina, the parents, voluntarily chose to go back to Mexico. And the two oldest sons, who are in their 20s, are taking care of Dustin, who's now 13.
And what was that scene like? Because it happened at a bus station, I think?
Right. So the way they arranged it was that Mario and Christina took a bus from Memphis to Dallas, and then they took a plane from Dallas to Mexico, a country they hadn't visited in around 13 years. And what I remember most about that day was the sons were very tense. What you have to understand is that for both sides of the family, it was pretty difficult to travel back and forth from Mexico. So they stood to be separated for a long time. And I just remember a lot of tension in the air. And, you know, for me personally, it was a very sad moment, too, because I'd spent a lot of time with Mario and Christina and their family. And, you know, I personally felt sad to see them go. And I can only imagine what it was like for the sons to see their parents go.
And you basically watch the older brother like take on the weight of being a parent in front of you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's both Dennis and Isaias are in their 20s, and they're both now essentially running a household on their own and taking care of their younger brother who's in middle school. So it's a tremendous responsibility to do that. So they're handling work and looking after him much like a parent would.
So what did the parents tell you about why they decided to move back to Mexico? Why leave the children here?
A lot of Mexican immigrants that I've interviewed over the years had the intention of coming to the U.S., staying for a while, and then going back. And that was true for Mario and Christina. And they always had this plan to go back eventually. In addition to that, they had a property, actually several properties that they owned in Mexico, and they were hoping to sell those properties. They feared losing the properties. So they left in 2015. And at that time, Donald Trump was just a candidate. And they told me that their decision really had nothing to do with the political situation.
Did that surprise you?
No, because I mean, they've always acted independently. And so the parents, at least, are not very political people. And so they made a decision that was really not a political decision.
So, Daniel, what's next for the Ramos family?
Well, the two older brothers, Dennis and Isaias, are concerned about losing their deferred action status, which is a temporary protected status they got under President Obama. The next president could end it. And, you know, more broadly, a lot of citizens, U.S. citizens like their younger brother, Dustin, are vulnerable as well. Whatever happens, children of immigrants are going to need support. It's important for people to contact elected officials at the school board level on up to the federal level to get the children of immigrants the support they need and to help some of the organizations that are working on this, like Excellency in Education and the Hispanic Scholarship Fund.
Author and reporter Daniel Connolly telling us about the Ramos family. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Thank you. My pleasure.